Hello. Are we on? There we go. Hello, I'm Charlie. This is my show, Under a Rock. And this is WFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, WFO radio, educational radio. This is my show. I haven't done it in 2 weeks, and both of those times have been from the same essay. I had an essay due. What is this? I had an essay due 2 weeks ago on Wednesday, and I skipped the show to start because I hadn't started writing it, so I needed to start writing it, and I was writing it all day Tuesday and got a good bit done, and then I get a notification that it's been moved to Tuesday the next week, which was a good relief, until I didn't do any of it until Tuesday the next week, so I had to leave last week's show to finish the essay, which I did finish, and I don't think it's half bad, but no more essays this week at least. So I am here, doing my show, like I should be. Yeah, the last few times I've played records around the station, which has been fun, and it's been a good way to radio is always a great excuse to find new music to... Am I quiet? I feel like I'm quiet. I think it's okay. Radio's always been a good excuse to find and listen to new music, either whether it's around the station or just building a set, and that's kind of what I've been doing, and this is what I'm going to do this week as well, except not on records around the station, because I wanted to find a wider variety of things. So the collection of songs I've kind of made over the past hours is stuff either I haven't listened to in a while, I've listened to but I don't listen to enough, or things I don't know whatsoever. And I think it's I wouldn't put it in any kind of genre in particular. It's just kind of a collection of things, and I'm just gonna go through some of them. I'm going to start off with a Beatles song that I listened to a good bit of the Beatles, but I don't listen to this song. I think I should. This is a great song. It's Tomorrow Never Knows, and we're going to start with that and go from there. This is WFO in Medford, 91.5, Tufts Freeform Educational Radio. Thank you. Enjoy.
Down. Thank you.
was New Order, State of the Nation. Yes, I've been listening to that album. I still feel quiet. The microphone's quiet. Maybe I'm just quiet. I've been listening to the album Brotherhood quite a bit, and specifically a lot of Love Triangle. I think maybe that's just the mood. Yeah, so that was New Order. I had another New Order song on here, but that one's kind of long, so maybe we'll do just one. Up next is the Sugar Cubes, which until I only listened to the song for the first time an hour ago, and I didn't make the I've heard of the Sugar Cubes, but I hadn't made the Bjork connection until listening to this, and it's very apparent in this song, probably others, and I just am not paying too close attention. But it's that, and then a Talking Head song. I guess these are all the common thread, or these are all somewhat weird songs. I'm hesitant in using the word weird in music, because I feel like someone can always one-up you in that regard, but I think these are all somewhat unconventional. And I've been listening to a lot of conventional songs, I think. That is a good way to break it up, a little bit at least. So this is the Sugar Cubes and the Talking Heads, and then I'll say a PSA. All right.
She lives in this house over there. faces in movies, on TV, in magazines, and in books. He thought that some of these faces might be right for him, and that through the years, by keeping an ideal facial structure fixed in his mind, or somewhere in the back of his mind, that he might, by force of will, cause his face to approach those of his ideal. The change would be very subtle. It might take 10 years or so. Gradually his face would change its shape. A more hooked nose. Wider, thinner lips. Beady eyes. This was an ability he shared with most other people. They had also molded their faces according to some idea. Maybe they imagined a new face better suit their personality. Or maybe they imagined that their personality would be forced to change to fit the new appearance. Might have made mistakes. They may have arrived in an appearance that bears no relationship to them. They may have picked an ideal appearance based on some childish whim or momentary impulse. Some may have gotten halfway there and then changed their mind. If he too might have made a similar mistake.
I got it, don't worry.
In the 21st century, when our things break, it's typical to just toss them out into the trash for the landfill and buy replacements. But that can actually waste money and time as well as harming the environment. A simple sewing kit can cost less than a pair of socks. Mending holes in clothes with a needle and thread can often take just a few minutes, less time than browsing the web to spend money buying new ones. While some electronic devices are purposefully manufactured to be impossible to repair, websites like iFixit.com publish high-quality, detailed repair guides for free. If one of your electronic device malfunctions, before responsibly disposing of it as e-waste, first track back down the owner's manual and see if it has a reset procedure. Often enough, that will do the trick. So when something of yours breaks, consider trying to fix it, to save both time and money. Search the internet for instructions, and remember, if you are going to throw it out anyway, you don't have to worry too much about further damaging it. A public service message from WFO in Medford, Tufts, Educational Radio. Yes, I agree with you. The pants I'm wearing right now, I thought they've been ripping at the bottom, the heel part, and I've tried to sew on some other denim to fix that, but it keeps ripping too, which is probably more or less a testament to my sewing ability than the things I do that would end up ripping the pants. I'm not very active, but I ended up just putting what are these called? Like, not sewing pins, but the ones that, I don't know what they're called, like metal, little metal needles, clip-on needles, and that's done the trick so far, so they've been staying on, and although they're ripping in other places, and it might be their time soon, which is a little depressing. Yeah, that was, what was that? It was the Talking Heads, the Cocteau Twins. That Talking Heads song, as you could probably tell, is spoken word. I actually do like spoken word music a lot. I listen to the Doors a lot, and I think maybe one of my favorite, I think, you know, albums, I think, just as a whole. I don't know if I think you'd call it an album, is An American Prayer, which is just kind of, it's all kind of spoken word. Not all of it, but most of it. And I like it a lot. I think it's very nice and moving. Next up is Patti Smith. Next up is Patti Smith, and then the two songs after I found on a playlist that claimed, at least, to be songs that Patti Smith likes and listens to. One is like a concert operatic, not operatic, but orchestral performance. The other is just another song. They were cool anyway, but maybe they're... I don't know if that playlist was telling you the truth or not, but... the hope is these are also songs that Patti Smith likes. So there's some kind of theme here. Yeah. So next up is Break It Up, Patti Smith.
Car stopped in a clearing, ribbon of life it was nearing. I saw the boy break out of his skin. My heart turned over and I cried and he cried.
Break it up!
Oh, I don't understand.
Break it up!
I can't comprehend.
Break it up!
Oh, I want to feel you.
Break it up!
Don't talk to me. falling. I could hear the angel calling. We rolled on the ground. He stretched out his wings. The boat flew away and he started to sing. He sang again. Oh, I don't understand. I can't comprehend. Oh, I want to feel you. Down, look at me. Shining, I could feel my heart, it was melting. I tore off my clothes, I danced on my shoes, I ripped my skin open, and then I broke through. Break.
That was Eleanor Stiber, Un Bel Di Fidremel. That was quite nice, I think. I enjoyed it. Very, not peaceful. I don't want to say it was peaceful. It was kind of intense at times, but still fun. Speaking of fun, this next song is super fun. I love the B-52s, and I think this is their best song, in my opinion. And I used to listen to it all the time, but I don't listen to it that much anymore. I don't know why. There's not a good reason. So I'm going to listen to it now. And then afterwards is... last time I was on here, I played Lola. And I'm going to play it again. But this time it's the Raincoats cover, which I think is really... they have a very interesting take on it, and I enjoy it. So we're going to do B-52's The Raincoats, and we'll see how much time is left, and then maybe something else. So thank you, enjoy.
Thank you. met her in a club down in Old Soho, where they drink champagne and it tastes just like cherry cola. C-O-L-A cola. She walked up to me and she asked me to dance. I asked her her name and in a dark brown voice she said, Lola. Hello.
Lola cover the Raincoats. I love that one because it sounds like the drummer is make. Actually, it sounds like they're all kind of making it up as they go along. And there's something great about it. But yeah, we're almost done. I don't really know what else to play, so I'm just going to play a really long song. But I'm Charlie. This is Under a Rock on WFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio 91.5 FM. Yeah. The last song, which will play through the set, CCR. Heard It Through the Grapevine. Yeah. It's pretty good, but I'll see you at. See you next week, I think, unless there's something. No. schedule's clear next week. I'll be here. And we'll do some more fun things. But for now, goodbye. Enjoy this, and see you next time.
Some other guy at you. strawberries, learned apples, cherries, pain, breathing, breathe out pain. No, no, Novocaine, still mean to my grace. How come the more you have, the more the people want from you? More you burn away, the more the people earn from you. More you pull away, the more that they depend on you. I never seen a hero like me in a sci-fi, so I wonder if you need